Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, and Mondays, you know, they're always just, you just never know. It is the 12th of April. We're live here this morning on One Radio Itchy Nose Network.com. Our guest this morning didn't show up. Well, you know, let's see, here's an email. I don't know. So, I mean, I'm all dressed up and got my, almost had my hair combed, so thought we'd do something. I got plenty, you know, I always have plenty to talk about because I just like to talk about fun stuff that's interesting to me. And hopefully with any kind of luck, or if you believe in luck, it'd be interesting to you. And I think you'll just find it interesting because I'm a pretty interesting guy, even without drinking. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. I do have goat's milk. Does that count? Have you ever had goat's milk? Tell you what. I put a little bit of cardamom in there and sugar, beet sugar, organic beet sugar, and poo. Man, I tell you what. We're going to have fun this morning because that's what we do. It is OneRadioNetwork.com. As I said, we are live here April 12th. And if you care to join the show, you got to do an email because phone line, I don't know what happened to it. Over the weekend, I just had a bad hair day, and that's not working. The 800 number, I don't, you know. I tell you what, out here in the country, it can be a challenge because things just quit sometimes. So the phone line is not working. That's all right. You can email me if you'd like to participate this morning with questions, comments, or whatever. It is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We'll find out what happened to Miss Friel. Interestingly, lady has done a lot of research and all kinds of fun stuff, but so we'll see if we can figure out what happened to her and then reschedule her. Tomorrow, Stephanie Seneff. Stephanie is a cool gal. She is MIT, has done quite a bit of work on the whole glyphosate thing, and she has a new book out. We're going to talk to her. Also, tomorrow, or maybe Thursday, we're going to be talking with a gentleman who believes that this whole COVID thing, as we do, is part of a great awakening, and we'll find out if we can all wake up and smell the coffee during this whatever it is. And then on Wednesday, got kind of a you know, kind of a spicy, kind of a political leaning whatever week on Wednesday, Susan Bradford, and she is going to tell us who are the people pulling Joe Biden's strings. Okay, Joe. So we'll talk to her on Wednesday. So that'll be fun. Got some cool people coming up. Richard Massey next week. Dr. Ray Pete. Carrie Meddy. She's great. She's going to be here next week as well. And Jennifer Daniels coming up. Dr. Shiva. You know Dr. Shiva? He's coming up later on. Richard Mayberry, Amanda Vollmer, and Melissa Sell are going to do a little roundtable thing at the end of the month. So got a lot of cool, fun people. If you have ideas of somebody, someone you would like us to talk to, you can just shoot me an email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We got a lot of those, and some of them, you know, some pretty good leads, and others are, you know, just kind of, but it's nice of you to try, you know. It really is. This morning, I thought we'd talk a bit about these bodies of ours. You know, we do have bodies. It's strange because we landed in a physical body somehow. Well, you know, these little spermies got together with the little eggies. We can do a little since they don't do sex education anymore in school, we'll do one here. The spermie and the eggs get together and the body forms, and then, you know, then the soul pops in and says, hey, what's going on here? I'm real curious about when soul enters the body for kind of like a permanent situation. It's never permanent, so I don't even know if that word is viable, because we're always leaving our body all the time, into the mental plane and the emotional plane and the soul plane, and we don't generally know that we are, but we are. That's how it works. And so when we leave for the last time, when, in other words, when our karma dharma is up and we in spirit have a deal together and say, okay, what do you think? Well, time to go and have enough of this place. And a lot of different reasons why soul dies, just plethora of reasons. Oftentimes it's simply my opinion. This is all in my opinion. I just make this stuff up, so don't go by me. I don't know what I'm talking about. Remember that. But, you know, soul just at, for most of us, we've had lifetimes where, you know, we just, we get tired and wore out, and we just don't want to deal with it anymore. It's kind of like a unconscious suicide. And that's pretty much what happens to most folks out there today. This is not being critical, but this is really, you know, this is really, don't tell them. Don't tell them. Because you'll make them feel bad. But this is really how it works. Did you know that? Well, sure. You see, because everyone on planet Earth has the ability to live a very, very long time without getting sick, because we create all of these diseases. But we don't know it because nobody taught us that, and we just don't know it. So most people don't know it. They don't know that, and they go to the doctor, and then it just gets worse from there because the doctors don't know it. So then the doctors aren't taught any of this stuff, right? So it's just a downhill poetry in motion with cancer and heart disease and stuff. But it's all just not true the way it's being told to people. But it's incumbent upon soul. Isn't that a great word? It's incumbent upon soul, you and I, to actually know this stuff, because we have a responsibility of being in a body. And so if we don't know this stuff, then we just die early. And that's okay, because nobody cares, except your kids and your wife and your husband and your dog and cat. But God doesn't care, because God doesn't care about anything except peace, love, and hippie beads. And so, you know, we're going to all realize God and who we are someday anyway. And what's a few more lifetimes among friends, right? So it just doesn't really matter. Except, you know, to your loved ones and stuff. And we take death entirely too seriously here on planet Earth. But, you know, funerals and all that stuff. But we do miss, you know, souls when they go. There's nothing wrong with that. We grieve because we miss them. That's all. So, where would I get off on that? Well, anyway. So, you know, most of us have committed, and people nowadays just are committing kind of an unconscious suicide where, they're essentially just tired and wore out and afraid and confused. And because of that, then we get sick. I won't say they. I've done it millions of lifetimes, so I'm no special guy here. And we get sick, and then we just, our body falls apart, and then we go, and then come back again. You can come back a lot of different places too, a lot of different planets to go to. A lot of you could stay up there and up there or around there in different levels of reality for a long time, and then come back. It's just different for everybody, because everybody has a different what would be a good word? Everyone has a different kind of roadmap of what they need to experience to learn that they are, in fact, parts of God. Little God particles, and that's what we're made out of. So, that's what we're made out of, is peace, love, and hippie beads and God. We are God. We are not the God, but we are gods in our own right. And that's what we're here to learn. And, we spent lifetimes not really wanting to get into that because, man, that's way too much responsibility if I'm creating all of this silliness out there. No, I don't think so. I can't take that much on. No, I would rather blame something else. I'd rather blame something else because, it's just too much to bear. It's just too much to bear to take responsibility for everything that happens in our life. We've all spent lifetimes not wanting to do that. But if this is the way it is, which I know it is, may as well get on with it now and figure it out, right? May as well, because you're going to have to sometime anyway. So, what are you going to do? You got to live life. We are in it, and it's we're always going to be in it. And so, some people, unfortunately, they don't want to do this, but they commit suicide because they really can't deal with any of it. And that's even worse, because that's when you really tell God, "So, no, I don't think so. I'm really not even willing to give it a try. I'm just going to off myself." So that's not good. You don't want to do that. Not good. So we're in these bodies. And I've been really thinking about this idea of healing a lot. I love to think about it and look at it from a deep perspective. And I just do that by getting so quiet and deep contemplation, and then actually leaving my body, and then you can see everything that's going on. That's how I do it. That's how my teacher just kind of taught me how to do it. And I've been thinking quite a bit and looking and seeing this whole idea of sleep and how so many people out there over the years have said, well, we really have to have so much sleep because this is how the body heals. And it really is how the body heals, but it truly doesn't work the way they think it does. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that because I don't know what they think it is. But I can just give you the idea of what the way I believe it does is that when we as soul who are inhabiting these bodies, when we get out of the way, then the body just heals, because that's just what it wants to do. The body is just genetically engineered. No, that's not a good one. The body is just created to heal, to get back into balance. How many times have we heard people that the body's tendency and what it wants to do is to heal? And that's so, so true on a deep level. Why would it not be? Why would, just look at it from the contrarian point of view, why would the kidney or the liver or the heart want to attack itself? It wouldn't. It doesn't. It just doesn't. What it wants to do is to get back into balance when it gets out of balance, because that's its natural tendency, is to be in balance and to just work, to pump the blood and... Well, the heart doesn't do it, but the body does it, and to filter the blood with the liver and the kidney and clear out the toxins and sweat. And that's just what the body does. The body sweats when it needs to cool off, and that kind of stuff, and detoxify, and that's what the body wants. It just is always trying to make balance, because it's, as the Bible or something would say, it is created in the image and likeness of God. That was pretty much, I think, referring to us as soul, but we created these bodies through our conscious evolution. That's the way I think it worked, and we just created them. And this is the way we've come out after, you know, billions of years, which is pretty good. I mean, we have eyes and nose and, you know, it all works, you know. Most of the time. So the body's always trying to heal. So the only reason, in my opinion, that the body does not heal is when we don't realize that we are just happy little campers in these bodies and we are think we're in a situation where something's going to jump out and get us, or something can hurt us, or we're going to get hurt, or, you know, we need to be in love, otherwise we're going to die, or, I don't know, you know, the human condition. So all of this human condition stuff really is detrimental to the body because it's just not normal. I mean, it's normal for humans because we don't kind of know what we're doing. That's what we're here. But all these thoughts and images and feelings that are not in balance with God, peace, love, and hippie beats, my favorite saying, it's hard on the body, and that's why the body gets sick. It's really as simple as that. There's no, it's just as simple as that, with worry and angst and pretty much anything where we're not just happy or we're not just relaxed is hard on the body. You know, going on a computer and going, oh man, that won't download, I don't know what I'm going to, that's hard on the body. I mean, it just is. You could feel it, right? It's just tension, or, you know, it's being anxious or impatient. It's hard on the body because that is in the body at the moment that we're just angry at the mouse or the computer for not doing what we want it to do because we're impatient and we think it needs to do what we need to want it to do. And wow, why is this happening to me? So that experience that I just described, you know, for 20 seconds or 30 seconds, however long, at that moment, it's in the body. That's what's really interesting to very carefully consider and to know. Trust me when I tell you that is in the body at that moment. And then if we carry that with us throughout the day, it stays in the body until we just let it go and say, you know, then it's gone. It's not there anymore because we have totally, absolutely let it go. Now, this is what goes on with sleep. We have created some imprint in the body, even during those 30 seconds of wanting the mouse to do something that it's not wants to do. Even though it's not permanent, nothing's permanent, but even though it hasn't really stuck there and is harming the body at the moment, there's an imprint there. There's a bit of an imprint. Just because it happened, in time it'll just kind of loosen itself up. You go out and jog or take a walk or breathe or do a sauna, stuff like that. It all washes out. That's why we detox and do saunas and take walks and stuff like that. You know, relax, sit out in the sun. These kind of things just kind of wash out. That's why we feel better when we do them. And then when things don't wash out for whatever reason, just naturally through our days, we relax and let things go. Oh, you know, oh, that was stupid. I shouldn't have got so angry at Uncle Charlie. Yeah, he's a good guy. I'm just, you know, I'm going to let that one go. And I love you, Uncle Charlie. And that just kind of washes out in a little bit of time, because the, you know, there's a little bit of time lag in the mind and the emotions, and that just kind of washes out. And when it does, and it never does completely, usually, generally, kind of, sort of, but it will. We'll then work the rest of it out in the dream state. And this is where sleep comes in, and this is why we get tired. We get tired because these little things, it's so interesting, it's so logical. That's why we get tired, because people, oh man, I've had a hard day. Oh, I'm really tired. Okay, that's right. You've had a hard day, and that day is stuck in there, and you were this and that, and maybe angry, and it was hard, and it was, you know, whatever, right? Right? Do you know what I mean? So the body is then filled up with these little light aberrations, nothing terrible, you're not going to die or anything, but they're just kind of stuck in there. The body is tired. We say we are tired, but the body's really tired because it's kind of overloaded a bit. And this is why we get tired at night, even on days when nothing, you know, extraordinary happened, but just general days if we do worry and stuff like that, get concerned about stuff. Then we just need to sleep. And we need to sleep because then we will leave our body. So fun. We leave our body and we just kind of work all those things out. Whatever, you know, whatever little way we do it. Might talk to the person. We might, it gets all jungled up if you don't really work with your dreams much. The only thing you really come back with is a bunch of jumbled up stuff like that. But trust me, when it's going on in real time, it is not jumbled up. It's only jumbled up because that's the impressions we get when we come back into our body, just little bits and pieces. But after a while, after you work with your dreams and really write them down and have a desire to remember them and good stuff like that, they come out a lot clearer and clearer, más claro, more clear and more clear and more clear. And pretty soon you can start making the connections of thinking about somebody in the afternoon and then having a little experience with them while you're sleeping the next day. And this really comes about after we've cleaned things out pretty well, after you work on it for a few years. Otherwise, it kind of gets backed up. Does that make sense? So it kind of gets backed up a bit when we don't work with it all the time, because things get backed up. It's just like anything else. They get backed up. And that's the whole idea of ongoing spiritual practices, ongoing spiritual exercises, ongoing meditation, ongoing detox. It works the same way in the physical body, where it's ongoing and it builds up, and then little cells say, oh, I don't want to play anymore. I think I'll go rogue and be cancerous or something. So it works the same way on the mental, emotional side. Things get built up. That's why most spiritual practices talk about daily spiritual exercises to help cleanse, you know, the soul, mind, emotions. And then that cleanses the body. Does that make sense? So that's the way it works. So when we don't do that, and then you get to the point we don't even remember your dreams, then things are kind of even, kind of really clogged up there. So that's why we sleep, in my opinion. That's why we sleep. That's the only really reason why we sleep. And that's why after a while, one can get to the point where, and Adam has talked about it, and his teacher, Adonal Lay, used to do it. You can, if you're not all clogged up, you can just kind of close your eyes and do a little mantra, or don't do anything, you're just like that, no thoughts. And it's the same as sleeping, really. The body doesn't need to lie down with you being unconscious for it to rest. That's just really make-believe. It's just make-believe that the that we don't know, because we really think, well, I really got to, you know, go unconscious and go to sleep. Otherwise, whoa. So it's really kind of fun. So really, that's, in my opinion, that's what's going on when we sleep, when we dream, and why the body heals and how the body heals, because we're essentially out of the way. So we'll talk about, we'll do a little break, and then we'll talk about, well, how we can get out of the way during the day more so than the have less and less chance of getting a disease. So that's kind of fun, right? Can you dig it? Did you know the AquaCure Brown's Gas Machine reduces oxidative stress?
Hydrogen is the world's best antioxidant by a long shot.
Hmm.
First of all, it's 700 times smaller than something like CoQ10, 400 times smaller than vitamin C, things like that. So it can literally go, the hydrogen molecule can literally go through everything in your body and go right into the very DNA and repair it. First of all, you're repairing oxidative damage, but you're also reducing or eliminating free radicals. Now, we're only the bad free radicals, which is another reason why hydrogen is good, because you actually have free radicals in your body that you want to keep. Example, nitrous oxide.
The oxidative stress, is that the main thing that damages the DNA and causes the regeneration to stop, you know, youthing or getting older, immune organs? Is that at the base, George Weissman, of most of the issues?
It's one of the
just
bases,
one of them.
But this comes back to that regeneration thing that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The cells won't regenerate. You won't have stem cells and that sort of thing if you haven't got enough hydrogen.
And if our body is not generating enough hydrogen, we get dehydrated. Dehydrated. Lack of hydrogen. The AquaCure machine, 10% off, promo code ONERADIO. Use the promo code ONERADIO, 10% off in our store, OneRadioNetwork.com.
You know, there's a lot of gadgets out there, and a lot of them, and I think this one's very, very good. It's a good product. It's excellent. Technology. Truly is an excellent technology. There's so much online that you can look at if you're interested in, and to do some research on it. A good spot is Molecular Hydrogen Institute. MolecularHydrogenInstitute.com. That's a really nice one. And all kinds of different studies about hydrogen and the antioxidant effects of it. I just feel really, really good doing it. I do it a lot. I breathe it a lot. Just because I do doesn't mean that you should, but, you know, just I think that perhaps I've earned your trust over the years, and Matt, maybe I'll say, well, I think I might just kind of try some of that. Try this. It's a great machine. There's a lifetime warranty, 1 year, no questions asked, money back guarantee. Use promo code ONERADIO. I think you'll really enjoy the experience, and no telling the kind of things it's going to be able to do for your body. For your body. No telling, to help us along as we traverse along planet Earth. Just see how much fun we can have here. Use promo code ONERADIO at OneRadioNetwork.com. Brandon Amalani and I got together just as kind of as friends when he was working for Daniel Vitalis many years ago. And he has a great company called Shen Blossom. He's also the same fellow that puts together the Blue Shield technology for the EMF thing. And I want to, guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about, I was going to bring it up. And I just didn't do it. I didn't realize I was going to do this kind of a show this morning because of our guest didn't show. So, but anyway. Guys, this is a really interesting little thing that that Brandon has put together for a libido, youthfulness, and vigor. And I love this product. It is called Arise. good name, huh? It's crafted using traditional preparation methods, says Brandon on his website. It not only supports performance in regards to hormones, kidneys, and sexual function, it also addresses issues that come with natural aging. This includes prostate, circulation, emotional balance, sleep, recovery, to just name a few. I've gone through two bottles of this, and I'm going to get some more. I take much more than I should. Are supposed to, instead of trying to pump up hormone levels, which the body may or may not be ready to utilize, Arise addresses the body as a whole and creates the proper conditions that allows the natural occurring hormonal factors to work optimally. This is a net effect that are yet to be seen in other herbal and synthetic supplements in this category. Arise also addresses common issues that affect erectile dysfunction, also blood sugar circulation and kidney and energy. So we got some prostate things going on, emotional, deep sleep, physical recovery. Let's see, you take one full dropper 2 times a day for basic maintenance. You may can also take 2 droppers 30 minutes before lovemaking. Well, good for us. Check out these ingredients. You'll like it. Fermented yam root, Japanese climbing fern, and spore, amber resin, small Similex root, rosemary bark, dandelion parsley, ashwagandha, garlic scrapes, chive scrapes, I wonder what that is, sage, shiso seed, cumin seed, pyrosa leaf, saw palmetto, now that's the old one for, the classic one for the prostate, right? Philodendron bark, plantain seed, gardenia, don't you like that name? Gardenia. Japanese water plantain root, acranthinius root, sacra cherry, pyrosia, wild asparagus root. Very interesting product. It's called Arise. It's from Shen Blossom, and it comes from OneRadioNetwork.com, Shen Blossom. And you just might want to get yourself some of this, guys. I'll ask Brandon. And it's not very expensive at all, $39. I asked Brandon if girls can take this too. Let me see if they say anything. I bet they can. Because I've got all good things. Balancing hormones, good for boys and girls. I'll ask them. Anyway, Shen Blossom. And there's a lot of great products there. Check them out. This grotein, protein kind of thing that I've been putting this in my smoothie every day that I'll make after the show here, where we use colostrum and grotein. It's on Shen Blossom Grotein. It's in a little package. Boy, it's great. You just put a scoop in there, some fruit and maybe bee pollen, some almond milk. What else do we put in there? Maca. Put a little maca in there some days. Also, what else is fun that we put in there? I put some of Brandon's organic rice sprouts in there. Maybe a little dab of coconut oil. Fun stuff. Put that baby up in the Nutribullet and drink that. Man, I tell you what. Keep you going all day long.
We are listener-supported, One Radio Network.
Hello there, this is Patrick Timpone. Hi, OneRadioNetwork.com. We're live here this morning on the 12th of April, 2021. OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. We're talking about the body and fun stuff this morning. Our guest, something went wrong there, so we'll see if we can reschedule her. Stephanie Senoff will be here tomorrow, and also Susan Bradford, who's going to tell us who's pulling Joe Biden's strings on Wednesday. That'll be cool. Now, so I just scratched out some notes when I found out the guest was not going to be here. Let's see. You know, I think that this, We'll talk about it more on Thursday with a fellow about this COVID thing being a great awakening. And I think that this is really part of the big picture. Whoever these lunatics are doing all this stuff, you know, they're obviously crazy, but, you know, they're part of our karma dharma, and they're part of our the model that we're working with here on planet Earth, that we've created so we can learn, and that's why we've created them. So again, we always like to remind ourselves, Patrick included, not to be angry and get all pithy at these people, because they are part of the, you know, they're part of the deal, they're part of the plan, and without them we wouldn't be having any fun. We'd just be sitting around, you know, picking sugar plums off of the trees and not learning much, but having fun, but, you know, we wouldn't learn much. So the only reason we're here is to learn. That's why we're here. So the only way we can learn is when things get dicey. That's right. It's like the classic story, Joseph Campbell, you know, who really put out the idea of story, you know, in all stories from Aristotle back since the beginning of time, all stories, the hero in the story must go through conflict and obstacles or you don't have a story. So if you would write a screenplay for a movie and everything is just great the whole time, you'd probably would watch half of it and say, well, there's nothing going on here. I'm watching a guy doing his life, I mean, who cares? Right? So so that's the whole idea behind, you know, man's walk through Earth. That's why we tell stories. And all stories have some conflict in there. So that's why we're here, to do our story. And we're the star of our story. And we're writing the screenplay, and we're the director and the producer. That's pretty cool, right? And spirit is providing the juice, like the electricity for the projector. But we're, other than that, we're pretty much running the show. Now, spirit will give us different characters and all that, because it loves us and it wants us to grow more. Just wants us to grow, because that's its job, is to love us. And when the spirit loves us, because it wants us to become purify ourselves so we can help others to do the same. So spirit is always putting obstacles, little roadblocks into our world so we can learn. So that's how we work with spirit to create, you know, all the stuff. Goat smell. God, love those little goaties. You ever have goat smell? It's good. I like it. I saw a movie. There's a movie on Netflix or one of them, and it was who's the actor? Great actor, Anthony Hopkins, and I saw a little promo for it that it won, I think, 2 Academy Awards, and for him, Best Actor, and or upset, I think. I don't think they have done the Academy Awards yet, have they? I don't know. So boring. Maybe they did. Or nominated or something, but it was really highly acclaimed, let me say that. Anthony Hopkins. And it was about a fellow who had Alzheimer's, dementia. So I thought, okay, I'll watch it. I even paid a few dollars to get it. There was a night that I just wanted to watch a good movie and something I hadn't seen before. So I I paid it, whatever it was, and watched it. And you know what was really, really terrible? I mean, Anthony Hopkins is fun to watch. You know, he's a great actor, but there was nothing going on. The whole movie was just about him having dementia, and nothing happened. There was no other problem other than he had dementia. A few little bitty ones, but nobody cared. And it was terrible. Because who cared? And at the very end, he ended up in some nursing home crying. You know, it was like this, you know, these Hollywood crazy kind of people. I don't know what's up with them. It's like they're trauma kings or queens or something. And just, I think it goes all back to that personal responsibility thing, especially in the wacky world of Looney Tunes Hollywood. They're so left that they're off the plank there, that they just, you know, just dementia and Alzheimer's, terrible. Of course it is. Nobody wants to have that, but it's like they just want to tell you how terrible it is, and I don't know. Like somebody's supposed to do something about it other than the person who gets it. Like we have to have a war against Alzheimer, which they'll probably do because of Sleepy Joe or dementia, and spend $1 billion to try to cure it when we know the cause. You can't cure it. You just don't get it. And it was just weird. It was like, so it just ended. I said, well, that's it. Nothing's going to happen here. The whole thing was just about this fellow having dementia. Okay, well, we know that. So what was the point? Except to, I don't know, tell everybody how terrible dementia is. And we already know that. Or, once again, they're probably building a whole thing for dementia. It's already planned out. So when Sleepy Joe has to quit because he doesn't know where he is, they'll say, see, we really have to spend some money on this dementia thing. We really got to, we'll get to the bottom of it. We'll have a war against dementia. It'll only be $500 billion, no problem. Now, I'm just making that part up about, you know, there's going to be a war against dementia, but I wouldn't doubt it after seeing that movie. And then they give them these accolades in Hollywood. You think that's an accident? Well, I tell you what, man, these Hollywood, we've done quite a few shows over the years, and they are just out of touch with anything that happens to be reality. And then all, you know, I don't know why I'm getting onto this, but since I'm a screenwriter, I'm interested and I look at it. And do you ever notice how almost every one of the movies about people with black skin, we'll call them blacks, I guess that's the most elegant word, they're blacks, that's what Jennifer Daniels says, we'll call them blacks, she's black, about blacks, they're all about being black. Do you know how strange that is? And how divisive and racist, it really is racist, just wanting to keep hammering home to black people and white people that they really are different. So we got to keep making movies about them being different. And so all these movies about people being black, black people in movies are about being black, not about just black people having problems like white people. Nope, they don't want to do that. No, it's all about being black. Black gangs, black drugs, black, you know, parents, whatever. Ghettos, you know, it's all about being black is the problem. Or we wouldn't have these problems unless we were black. They don't do it with, we wouldn't have these problems unless we were white. Of course we don't. These people, they just don't stop, man. They just don't stop. It's just interesting to watch. Not being critical, they're part of the show, but just interesting to watch these people operate. This is Patrick Timpone. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. We're live here April 12, 2021. Sorry, the phone line tried to make it work, and I just couldn't get it to connect this morning. Our toll-free number, I don't know. I'll check it out after the show. So if you care to join the show, you can do that. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So, I think one of the big stories about this COVID operation, I don't even know what to call it anymore. This operation is good, right? This COVID thing, I don't want to use the word plandemic. That's been overused. It's not even fun anymore, plandemic. It was, but this COVID operation was to hammer home the idea that there's something out there that can get you. There's something out there that can get you. It's a virus. It's a terrorist. It's your neighbor. It's a Trump supporter. It's a Biden supporter. It's a Black Lives Matter person. That can get you. So think about that. Be aware of that, that the idea that this is just about trying to make you, me, weaker. Because whenever we think that something can hurt us, well, then we are in a weakened position. Our whole aura, our whole soul, mind, body thing is weakened just by thinking something can hurt us. It's just the way it is. I mean, you close your eyes and you start saying, boy, I don't know about this 5G, and you really believe it, and I know this is hurting me, I gotta get, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you do that for 10 minutes and really believe it and see how you feel. And then you know what I mean. I mean, you can feel it. Well, when you feel it, then that means it's going on in your body. So I would encourage you not to buy into it, because it's all a big scam. It's all a big lie. It's just a dream. These people, these global eye, which is plural for globalists, they just want you weaker. So they can do their little whatever they're going to do, whatever they want to do. And we'll talk to Susan Bradford on Wednesday, and she's going to tell us who she believes are pulling Joe Biden's strings. These are the same people that, you know, we call them the Davos crowd, right? The Davos crowd, the World Economic Forum, Agenda 21, the SPARS thing, the same crowd. They've had this agenda for many, many years. And it's all just coming to fruition now. So we're at a very exciting time. I mean, think about that. These people, according to folks that we've talked to, credible people, I don't know. I don't study this stuff. I just don't have the bandwidth for it. I don't, you know, it is what it is. You know me, I'm just out here in la-la land, just going from moment to moment. But, you know, people that study this stuff say that they have been working on it for a long time. And I wouldn't doubt it. And, you know, that's what they do. And that's been all part of the plan. So this COVID thing is just, a real shot across the bow. And they pulled it off, boy. Haven't they? Wow. I need water. Well, that's a little green tea from 4 hours ago. Oh, I'll get some water during the next break. They pulled it off, didn't they? Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Amazing.
Pulled the whole thing off just through the media. Everything. Phony tests, phony numbers, phony death rates. Pulled the whole thing off.
There's no flu virus. There's no cold viruses. The whole virus thing is a myth. I get people all the time emailing me with, I should interview because they've got this cure for COVID. Come on, there's no COVID. I don't want to interview somebody that believes that there's something you can get. They're my opinion, I don't care. I don't think any of it. Just not a germ theory person. I'm just not going to be, and I don't want to be, and I'm not going to be, and so they're so there. I mean, why would we, you and I, why would we want to think, even if there was, which I don't think there is, even if there was, why would I think it could hurt me? Even if there was some spooky virus out there trying to get me, obviously, the best avenue to take was, well, it can't hurt me because I'm strong. But even if I thought it did exist, that would be enough to weaken me. Let me repeat that. Even if I thought it did exist, that would be enough to weaken the organism called my body. That's right. It's got to. That is a thought that is in the body, when you have it, and as long as you keep it, it is in there, and that is affecting the immune system. Just like sometimes being as dogmatic as I am about it, but I guarantee you that's the way it works. And someday, 20, 30 years from now, you may say, you know, that Patrick, I think he was right on. I don't care if you do or not. I don't get any extra points. But it's the way it works. So even all this stuff that we've done over the years, and I've done my share, hydrogen peroxide and colloidal silver, and candida, right? Even parasites. I think it was all a fool's errand to try to kill. Why would you kill something if we really? And it took me a long time to really get about the whole bacteria thing, too, that all bacteria is, it's trying to heal the body. It's trying to eat up damaged tissue that are damaged from what causes disease, which are toxins and chemicals and poisons and glyphos and stinking thinking and, I don't know, metal, heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, you know, toxins, stuff that goes into the body, causes an oxidative stress reaction. The body oxidizes and it damages tissue, and then bacteria are there to eat up the tissue. That's what happens with strep throat, even pneumonia. So to go in and kill something with an antibiotic, I think is just crazy mazy. I don't do medical advice. Now, people will argue, well, if they didn't give grandma that antibiotic, she would have died. I don't know. How do you know? How do you know? Maybe she, I don't know. It's, you know, it's above my pay grade, and everybody gets to do what they want to do, and certainly you and grandma get to do what they want to do, but I'm not buying it. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. Have you ever played around with the idea of just eating when you're truly hungry?
I mean, not just a little. I mean, just, it's really interesting. Things change up a lot. And it's, no matter how aware we get, you can get deeper and deeper into that to really feel real hunger. And then it really changes when you eat. It certainly does for me, and how much, and it's really curious. So that's another thing I've been kind of playing with these days. And I mean, you know, 3, 4, 5 o'clock comes around, I say, oh, I skipped lunch. Well, I wasn't hungry. Why would you eat? Of course, me, I'm just 125 pounds, you know. I guess I should eat more, but I don't know. It is what it is. But one of the souls that have really, truly taught me about that, she's lying right here next to me. Hi, Doodle. I'm going to talk about you now. Is Golden Doodle. And she is, she's one of my best friends. And probably 2 times a week, sometimes 3, she just doesn't eat at all. You know, put food out generally around supper time, 5, 6, 7. She eats raw meat, chicken, beef, and put it out there. And when I put it out, she'll go. She's got this little cushion kind of little bed thing in the dining room near me where my office is downstairs, and she'll just go lay down over there saying, no, I'm not hungry. And she didn't eat, was this Monday? She didn't eat Saturday or Sunday or last night, 2 days in a row. Isn't that interesting? Why you just not eat? And she, you know, we exercise. We go out every day and throw the ball, and we have one of these chuckets. You ever see these long things? They look like a little highlight or a little with a ball. And they'll go about 100 yards. I mean, really long way away. And she'll just, and sometimes we'll do 10 or 15 of those back and forth. And throw the ball in the creek and then chase the ball, and then we go for walks a couple times a day around the property. So she gets plenty of exercise. But you think with all that she'd just be hungry. But she just knows. She just knows when she needs to eat. And I suspect, you know, she's just getting back to her roots of being a wolf. And the wolves just didn't always have somebody to eat, rabbits. They'd probably go a week sometimes. I didn't die. Did a little fast, you know. You guys want to fast? No, why don't you fast and I'm going to go find something. Right? Why don't you fast? I'm going to go buy something. Came across this product, Pearl Slim. I don't know, gosh, how long has it been? 2 years now? I think it was Wayne Blakely. Yeah. Wayne Blakely, the Living Streams fellow, told us about Pearl Slim. I told us about Rulin Shu. And, so we contacted her and got some, and man, this stuff is the bomb. If you want to brush your teeth with something that's just so easy and so fun and so safe and so beneficial for your teeth as far as the way they look and the way they feel and the surface area, and actually kind of build up the tooth in some way, because actually build on bone, and a tooth is a bone. Do you know teeth are bones? Just The powder is not yet in. This whole COVID, experience thing has screwed up the shipping in a lot of areas. But just get the capsules, order the capsules, and you just dump them, crack them open like I did this morning. And you can do a couple times a day and before bed and, whenever, and brush your teeth, and they'll just look pearly white. I mean, not the white kind of thing of movie stars of bleaching, but just a more pearl, kind of a real nice natural. It's called Pearlseum, heavy on the calcium, but there's also all kinds of different minerals in there. And then you can take it internally too. And it's probably the only form of calcium we'd ever recommend, because it's from a living source and your body will really absorb it. And it's not going to end up in your arteries, but it will go where it wants to go, calcium. If you want a little extra calcium and don't want to drink milk, you don't like leafy greens. I eat a few of them. I don't do a lot of them, but I'll eat some from time to time, a few times a week, just for fun. And then brush your teeth with it. I think you'll really enjoy it. Here's Rulin Zhu. Previously, we talked with Dr. Rulin Zhu about using Pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it. Believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it. Buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients, and they literally show the picture every day. When they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works, and it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth, he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this Pearlseum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder. Pearlseum. Click and order. OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, really, really fun. It's a great product. Can you hear the birdies? Listen to the birdies singing. You guys are so sweet. We gotta get some more bird food. Boy, they just chomping them up. When we have our meal, usually at night, I like to have a little water with the meal, and I'll put a big old dropper full of Living Streams Multi-Blend in there. These are wonderful probiotics that we've been promoting on One Radio Network for a very long time, created by Wayne Blakely. And Wayne is no longer on this plane. Wayne was a really interesting fellow. He had really pretty hardcore blood sugar diabetes things his whole life, and he was so driven, and he never really dealt with it like he should oughta. You know how some guys are. He was a really interesting, lovely man, just great. But anyway, his wife and family, they're carrying on, and they got all the recipes and, the ingredients and how to do it and where to get it, and, they were involved with the business before he left. But they're great products. If you enjoy probiotics, if you want to get some more probiotics into your body, this is, we think, one of the best ways to do it. They are living streams. They're alive. And they work. They work, and they help to absorb your minerals and your vitamins from your food. It's just a great product, and they have all various different kinds. We recommend the multi-blend, and then the minerals, and then those two, I would start with those, and just put some in your water every day and slurp it down. You can have it with your food if you like. It's a great company, and good products. Living Streams Multi-Plan from One Radio Network.
We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.
I go on, my nose itches. Isn't that when somebody's talking about you and your nose itches? Something like that. We're live here, April 12, 2021. Hope you had a nice weekend. We had a good time. I did more on the screenplay. I thought it was done, and then it was... I guess these kind of projects are never done, right? probably never done. If you care to participate in the show, it is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We'll do a few emails here. Stephanie Senefel is going to be here tomorrow. Yeah, she's good. She's a good one. She's fun. There's one here that was kind of interesting. Oh, this was, yeah. I thought this is worth reading. Okay, this is from Aya in San Francisco. Hi, Patrick. Thank you for all your work you do. I love your podcast and the products that you recommend. I noticed that Adam Bergstrom and recently mentioned that he occasionally listened to Alex Jones. I believe Alex Jones is a disinformationist. He is Bill Hicks and is being paid by the government to be Alex Jones. There's a lot of evidence of this on the internet. Well, I'm sure that's true if it's on the internet, and several YouTube videos about this Bill Hicks faked his death and his controlled opposition. You can study their faces. Both had the same moles and teeth. I could be wrong, but I know you and Adam have a passion for truth, and I thought I would share this. Take care, Patrick. Thank you again for what you do. Sending you love to you and Doodle. Yeah, you know, anything's possible, but I wrote back to her, and I can, you know, just say here, I've not seen any of these videos proving that he's somebody else, but I moved to Austin in 1983, and that was back in the day, well, there was just not a whole lot of cable going on. I think, I don't even recall how much at that time. 1983. Anyway, they have access channels, you know, access channels where if you did have cable, you could get these access channels. So yeah, there was cable. In Austin, and Alex was on these access channels 40 years ago. So I don't know when they claim Bill Hicks thing happened, but if it was later than 40 years ago, well, then it's not true. Alex was on in Austin, and he'd come on, and he would have a you know, sports shirt on, sometimes a t-shirt, and he would just sit there, and he'd kind of rant about the New World Order, and all the stuff he talked about is pretty much true, coming true. He just saw it 40 years ago, and he's been passionate about it, and he's crazy as a loon sometimes. And, I don't know. So they got to him 40 years ago and changed his names from Bill Hicks to Alex Jones 40 years ago, and he's been faking Alex Jones ever since. It's a stretch to me, but I don't have the time or the interest to go and research that, and so. He did a piece with two of his contemporaries or his associates on this whole SPARS thing that Johns Hopkins put out on the vaccine stuff, I think 2 or 3, 4 years ago. It was really, I didn't watch it all, but it was really quite interesting And I think there was a lot to it, and it was quite an enlightening piece. And we streamed it here on One Radio Network. We stream quite a few other things other than our shows, and I thought it was worth streaming, so we did, and got some good feedback on it, and about how crazy this whole vaccine thing was all planned out. So I don't see how that kind of stuff is disinformation. I don't, well, you know, what does he put out that's really disinformation? He's been at it for 40 years, and I don't know. Has he really put out stuff that's really... I mean, the only thing that's questionable is the... What was that shooting up in the Northeast where he said they really didn't kill the kids and they sued him? But even there, I've seen pictures of these children that supposedly were killed. He still claims that it was a whole fake deal. What was it? What was the name of that place? But he got in trouble for it because the parents said. So, but all, you know, all the other stuff about the CIA and all this weird stuff, and it's all pretty true. I mean, I've not seen anything that he's really said that's been that crazy, Maisie, except maybe that shooting. Here's an email from Adam. Hi, Adam. Adam has a passion for lies and truth, believing nothing and everything at the same time. It's a yes, no, maybe universe, and even San Francisco or Alex Jones may not exist or maybe be something in between. Attaboy. See, he covers himself there. It's a yes, no, maybe. Yeah, it really is. It's a yes, no, maybe world. No doubt about it. This is a comment to the Jean-Paul Lando and Melissa Sell show we did. If disease and symptoms are adaptations to interference, then signs, the imbalances and the organ dysfunction and out of normal range blood markers and BP are also adaptive responses by the body for survival in its present condition, and when those responses are no longer needed by the body to adapt in either an acute or chronic form, then they do not manifest. Yeah, I agree. I think so. I think that's why I think all the whole blood test thing, chasing a number like we've all done in our lives, again, is a fool's errand. And the body is just having a certain experience on that day when you do, you know, when you do some kind of a test, C-reactive protein or something like that. And then to go chasing that number to try to get it down, it may be down 2 days after you, well, C-reactive protein, I think, does the blood sugar over 30, 40 days or something like that? Or, I don't know. But it's mostly, I think, nonsense. It's just a waste of time and money. It's something, I think, for doctors to do and give them something to play with so they make you think like they know what they're doing, and they don't. They don't know what they're doing any more than you do. Most people know more than their doctors. They're just making a living like anybody else. Not bad people, but they don't know. You know more. Just look and listen. Look, listen, and learn. There used to be a little TV show when we were kids. Look, listen, and learn. Do you remember that? Wow. Hadn't thought about that forever. Yeah, so the job is, in my opinion, is to get out of the way, stop worrying, stop worrying it about anything. Stop worrying about anything, especially anything going on in your body, and it's going to figure it out. Eat good food. Stop worrying. Be happy. Be happy. And the body's going to be happy too. It's going to worry it out, figure it out. This is Patrick Timpone. It is April 12, 2021, OneRadioNetwork.com. Susan Bradford will be here on Wednesday, would be the 15th of the month. And she's going to tell us who she believes is pulling Joe Biden's strings. Sandy writes in from Butternut. Sandy, you're just making this up. Butternut, Wisconsin? Now, who lives in Butternut, Wisconsin? I mean, who is it possibly could live in Butternut? It's a great name. We've been researching collecting rainwater for drinking and wonder if you have any guest or contacts who might be able to give us a little more guidance on how to filter radioactivity and nano out of our water. Okay, we have a big Berkey filter with the arsenic fluoride filter added, but are wondering if there is more recent tech than the Army emergency guidelines of knotting pant legs, packing them with clay, silt, and gravel. We live where our soil is mostly sand and accessing the other components. Not sure where they're going with all of that. I'm going to write Sandy back because I've been on rainwater for 25 years and can help her. First off, Sandy, my dear and Butternut, you don't know if there's radioactivity or nano in your rainwater, so I would just let that one go and just do a good filter system and you're going to be fine. Just be careful what you look out there on the interweb that Al Gore invented in his graduate 2 weeks before he invented global warming. People get a little crazy about this stuff. Listen, if there's rainwater, if there's radioactivity in your rainwater, there's radioactivity in the air. So unless you want to stop breathing, you know, I would go to Omica Organics. Omica Organics on through our website. Omica Organics, really great company. And they have all kinds of terrific things in the form of bath and body. Let's see, agriculture, water filters. Wow. And old Rafi Bo, he knows his stuff. They have one of the best shower filters on the planet. I think it's called Clean Vibes Only. And I've used it. It's the only thing that got this kind of a turquoise thing out of my shower from the copper pipes and the rainwater that I have. And it's the only thing. You can get a 12-stage water filter and activation system, countertop. I've got this one, the Water Biomica 3-stage drinking water filter under the counter. I got this one, $300. It's a beauty. And you can get the garden water filter. We have two huge blue filters at the rainwater, right there at the rainwater. You can get that from Rafi. You can get a well water filter. And believe me, this fellow knows what he's doing with these water filters. He builds most of them himself. So check it out, or Mica, Omica Organics. And no matter where you live, check out this water filter for the shower. It's a top one. If you go on there, on their website, and go to shop, water filters and more, clean vibes only water by Omica. Omica shower filter. 134 dollars. It's a cutting edge shower filtration technology, combination of powerful elements rendering an enhanced shower experience. Omica Organics has developed an integrated technology that yields an advanced filtration system that helps reduce harmful contaminants. Softer hair, skin. Gets rid of chlorine. This is what's in the water filter. Shungite, zeolite, activated charcoal, carbon, catalytic coconut carbon, zinc, copper, crystal quartz. I'll tell you, man, this guy's on it. No matter where you live, get one of these guys. Put it in there. You're going to be better off for it. Anyway, so that's what I would do. But I will email her, and we also use a ultraviolet light on the rainwater system under the house. So we have the two big, huge guys from Rafi, and then the ultraviolet light. And then we actually then have that out the sink as well. So, man, that water is clean. So if there's something in the air, if there is, I don't think there is, but if there is, we're covered. I've been hearing your show and you're talking about how you want to get married and have children because you've never done that. That's fine, but why not just adopt? Because I don't want to. Okay. No, I don't want to. Can you give me the full name and website of Amanda from Canada? Yeah, it's Yummy Doctor, right? Yummy Doctor? Yeah, just put in Amanda Vollmer, you know her name, in DuckDuckGo or something, Amanda Vollmer. You know, I love you guys and I appreciate it and I'm happy to help, but come on. Why email me? Put in a search engine. I mean, really. From Roger, looking for those files from Robert Vaughn. I sent him back. Talk to Robert Vaughn. Come on, folks. Step up to the plate. You can do it. Thank you so much for the Joni Mitchell video you ran. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it immensely. Brought back so many memories of my coffee house days in Berkeley. Oh, my. During the 60s. Very interesting woman. Thanks again, Patrick. Love you and your interviews. You're very much appreciated. Peace and good health. Oh, from Linda Laguna. She's out in Laguna near Adam. Laguna. Randy from Fort Dodge, Iowa. You guys live in some interesting places, man. Fort Dodge sounds like some place you would do a Western in, Fort Dodge, Iowa. This is the story of Sheriff Blair, Fort Dodge, Iowa. Will he kill the villain? Randy says, I can hear a tone or static frequency, and I focus on that sound. I think it connects me to love and heart loving kindness. Huh. Do you hear something like that or anyone else that you know? I think it's around 528 megahertz. I think it removes me from this realm and takes me to the real self or to infinite knowledge. Hard to explain. Any thoughts? At the risk of sounding crazy, I don't have any ringing ears, not a gross noticeable bother. I have to listen to it. No, you're on to it. You're on to it. Just tune into that sound current, and it comes in all different, good for you, Randy, it comes in all different sounds. It's called the sound current. A divine spirit, my experience, manifests itself into many different ways in physical reality, two ways, are sound and light. Light and sound. And so, if you can learn to listen carefully, quietly to some kind of a sound like this and move into it, this indeed takes you as soul, you said your real self, yes, to a broader awareness of who you are as soul into different realms. And it can come in kabillions of different ways, just depending on your state of consciousness, your makeup, your karma dharma, what you resonate with. People have experienced, like 1,000 or 2,000 violins, or music so sublime that they just can't even deal with it. You know, that kind of thing. Violins, thunder, some sounds, these kinds of sounds, high frequency wires like you, static frequency, could be high frequency wires, all different kinds of sound. Go into that and that's where the action is. And that's the sound current, which is divine spirit. And so you're connecting right up there. That's really part of the, part of our path in Ekankar, my spiritual path. But people have tuned in and used the sound current on many different spiritual platforms and spiritual techniques since the beginning of time. You know, my path, it's just brought out here this lifetime about 50 years ago to kind of put all of these things together with one path that had a lot of it all combined together. And then also a living master that is here to work with us on the inner planes as well as the outer. So you have but he or it is just a sound and light as well. So that's what we do. But, that's really good. Good stuff. You're doing good. Randy and Ford Dodge. That's what the Bible, in my opinion, was talking about when it said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was made God. It's about all I know about the Bible. So, light comes from sound. Sound is the primal sound. The primal thing is sound. And that's where the light comes from. It's said that soul can live without the light, but not without the sound. Nicole? Ours is called the religion of the light and sound, or sound and light. We have light and sound films, or sound and light films, both of them, .com. It's going to be our production company. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I thought so. This is from Dr. Olry. Oh, this might, I think this was for another guest that I didn't. Let's just read it, see what he says. He says, oh, another one about Alex Jones. He says, Alex Jones has shown a plan that indicates that vaccines for COVID-19 will cause misfolded proteins causing dementia, disease, and mad cow in starting 6 to 8 months. Yeah, I've seen that video. The current vaccine with PEG. Wondering if the man-made mRNA degrade, or will it continually cause the spike protein to be made over and over? If so, what will the immune system do to combat the problem the vaccine has caused? Does the human DNA have any off switch for current mRNA vaccines? Oh, I think he wrote this for, yeah. Yeah, we were going to get Dr. Olry on this week, and I don't know what happened. I kind of lost track of him. Maybe he can't do it this week, but we'll get him on soon. I'll email him today and find out. Yeah, it's not a vaccine, by the way, just so you know, Doc, you know that. I know you call it that, but it's not. I'm just wondering if, and this is a big if, you know, yes, no, maybe with all this, there's certainly been a lot talked about how dangerous these injectable medical devices are. I mean, everybody. All the people we hang with anyway, right? So it's going to be, you know, it'd be fascinating to watch and just to see if there, hope not, a lot of people, some people, few people, get weirded out from this thing, get harmed by it. Who knows? Will they make a connection? Will they make the connection? Suspect they won't. Lots of them. Where is this place, St. Vincent? Man, this place keeps blowing up. Oh, I see. Barbados, St. Luca, San Luca, Martinique, St. Vincent, Grenada, explosions of volcanoes. Wow. Man, they're having a hard time there. Can you imagine living on one of these little pristine, little beautiful islands and the whole thing just exploding like that? Yep. It happens. Things are popping, boy. I think I saw somewhere where they're not allowing people to leave St. Vincent's without a vaccine passport. Is that possible? That'd be something. Joe Biden wants to put together a Supreme Court commission to see if we need more than 9. President Trump put in 3 conservatives, so they want to put in some liberals and just have more than 9. Just change the rules, why not? People are crazy. They're just bonkers, man. Well, I think that's enough for today.
We will see you tomorrow with Stephanie Seneff. That'll be at 10 o'clock Central Time. Susan Bradford, also River Forest, or Forest Rivers, something like that, and COVID and the Great Awakening, and we'll do some other things. Maybe have somebody else even this week. So we have a lot of good things. Thanks for your ongoing support. I appreciate it very much for your support. And people send us donations from time to time, and it's so cool. Thank you. Thank you. They're very well accepted and well used. There's a little donation button if you feel so inclined to shoot us a few bucks, baby. Baby cakes. I love you all very much. Thanks. It's been an honor to be here with you. And we'll kind of round up this lady who's going to be on. She looks interesting. Just something disconnected there. I don't know what it was. We could even do it tomorrow. Who knows? We can do what we want, right? Yeah, we might just do it tomorrow. Okay. I love you all very much. Thank you. May the blessings be. See you tomorrow.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.